You are now tuned in to Parenting with Conditions with Zillennial Moms. Did you know that in the U.S. there's more than 200,000 cases of hidradenitis suppurativa each year? Also, women are 3 times more likely to be affected by this rather than men. Stay a while to meet our guest speaker and to find out more about this condition and how it affects motherhood. Hey, it's Asante.
I'm Avery.
And this is Zillennial Moms. Today's an excited day because we have our very first Zillennial Moms guest speaker. Would you like to introduce yourself, love?
Hello, I'm Brittany. Nice to meet all.
We are very excited to have you on.
Yes, we are.
I also want to share a quote with you guys. It is by Bo Taplin, and it goes something like this. She was unstoppable, not because she did not have failures or doubts, but because she continued despite them.
I like that. I feel like that'll really tie into what we're going to talk about today. So, Brittany, the first question I want to ask you is, when did you become a mom? When did you have your first kid?
I became a mom 13 years ago, April 21st, 2008.
How many kids do you have total?
I have 4 daughters.
Wow. And how far apart in age are they?
I have the 13-year-old, I have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and then the 5-month-old. So pretty spaced out, but close together at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she got a lot of experience up her sleeves. I'm about to call you up.
Plenty. Wow. And every day is a learning curve. Every day.
I'm sure.
Learning new things.
With that being said, how does each kid differ from one another?
Oh. I have 4 completely different personalities. It's amazing, almost. Yeah, completely different personalities. A lot of me split up.
Does it feel like they're being left out in a sense?
Honestly, I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
But I have to say, it's my purpose to wake up every day for them,
right?
You know? So they run me, honestly. I'll be perfectly honest. Every day is different. A lot of trial and error.
So to segue to the next question, how do you feel being a mom changed you, for better or for worse?
I have to say the biggest change I've noticed within me is learning what I'm capable of. Motherhood has taught me that I don't know my strength until the next day comes.
I could agree with that.
And that's only an experience I can say that motherhood is the only experience that could really teach me that. Because I feel like life gets to people through certain ways, like certain aspects, and motherhood is what gets my attention.
Yeah. I like that. I like that you mentioned you didn't know your strengths, because I was just talking to Asante the other day, and I text her like, it's one of them days. Like, I have no patience. I thought I was a patient person until I had a kid, and my patience was tested. I'm like, I'm not patient at all.
For sure.
Okay. And with each kid, did you breastfeed or bottle feed?
With my first 2 children, I tried breastfeed. The education, the resources just weren't there. 13 years ago, and then with my second daughter 8 years ago, I remember going into the doctor's office and the resources just not being at the pediatrics like it is now. I just didn't have the help. So I tried. I wasn't successful with the first 2. I tried again with the last 2 and successful with both of my last 2 children.
Okay.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your condition.
I have a condition called hidradenitis suppurativa. It's an inflammatory condition. It has triggers to it. Stress is a big trigger. It basically is like, if I can describe it at its best, it's like acne times 10. It's a whole body kind of thing. It kind of reacts in your most dark, moist spots. And like I said, stress, hormones. So pregnancy, pre, post, during can all play a role in how it reacts. So it's one of those things where it can be in remission, so where you're doing fine. It's like you know, you're fine. It's like you're a normal person, and then life can hit, and mm-hmm. it can flare really bad. And that's where I'm at now in my life. I'm dealing with it, battling with it. There's antibiotics for it, treatment, no cure. Treatment.
Wow.
So it's something you deal with in and out of life. It kind of pops in to say hello and mm-hmm. leaves so, when it feels like it.
Yeah, I literally have not heard of it until we were trying to get you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Does it hurt?
It's very painful. It's very wow. painful. And it's becoming more and more common. I actually have a support group that I'm in on Facebook.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm learning every day that it's mm-hmm. more and more common. And I get more support from the group than I do the dermatologists and the professionals. Wow. You know, because they're still learning. They're doing surveys yeah. every day to find out, you know, about this disorder. Because for a while it was clusters of cysts, folliculitis, different things mm-hmm. like infections of the hair follicle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has to do with the hair follicle, but mm-hmm. it's more so what's going on in your body. It leaves you kind of feeling alone. But yeah. but the things like social media are amazing to be able to, you know, just log on and see your story everywhere.
When did you find out you had it? When did you get diagnosed?
I actually wasn't diagnosed until I want to say maybe 6 years ago when I breastfed last.
Oh, wow.
So I want to say maybe, you know, the hormones and breastfeeding can be personally like a trigger because... That's when I noticed, you know, I was in and out of the doctor's office then, you know, 6 years ago. And mm-hmm. for the last year, I've been in and out of the doctor's office in regards to this disorder. But that's when I was like really, really diagnosed with DHS. Up until that point, it was 7 years ago when I got pregnant for my first daughter that I started the outbreaks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was then called the cluster of cysts and then folliculitis, you know, boils. And it started off originally the down below.
Mm-hmm.
And it works through your body. It uh-huh. works through your body as it progresses through its stages.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a nasty, nasty thing. But you know what? I learned that I'm not alone.
Right.
And that there's other people suffering.
Right.
And to be able to share my tips and get other tips from people is enough to get me through, you know.
Now, you also mentioned that you breastfed your last two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And your last daughter, you also mentioned, is 5 months. So are you still breastfeeding her?
I am. I am exclusively breastfeeding her. I am a stay-at-home mom. So I am able to nurse her on her demand whenever she wants. But I do pump as well for my own personal reasons, like right now, mm-hmm. to give her a bottle. She does take bottle as well. She's a bottle breastfed baby, spoiled, okay. attached.
That's awesome. Now, with this condition, does it affect with you?
Absolutely. Breastfeeding? Absolutely. It affects. And if I wasn't as strong-willed and gone through what I've gone through the last 13 mm-hmm. years, mm-hmm. I could have given up several times, daily maybe. But I pushed through because I know the benefits that breastfeeding offers my daughter, even if mm-hmm. it's changing positions and breastfeeding or, you know, taking a big break and doing bottle or whatever I have to do to, you know, compensate to still be able to breastfeed.
I wish y'all could see my face right now. I'm like stuck. I'm like really intrigued by this. This is really fascinating. It's like, wow. Like kudos to you. I'm not even joking.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Wow. I appreciate it. Ever since baby think it over though in seventh grade, I've wanted to do this.
Yeah.
This has been my vision since seventh grade to be a mom. So
aww.
I'm seeing it through with all the obstacles.
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. That's so, completely awesome.
With that being said, do you have any advice for new moms, moms alike?
One of the biggest things would be that each mom has their own individual story and their own journey. No one mom's story is the same as another's. You know, we can relate on things. But no one mom story is the same. So as far as being prepared, I think I can vouch for Santi when she mentioned this. There's no preparation for motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
No preparation. So you go through your emotions and your roller coasters and your waves because it's all part of the journey. It's all part of the journey to motherhood and becoming what you're hearing today. Because 13 years ago, you wouldn't have gotten this. Mm-hmm. You would have not. You know, it's all learning. It's all learning and persistency, patience. And I have to say, I thought I knew it all before I had my kids.
Oh, my goodness. Me too.
I think we can all.
Yeah, I was definitely a Miss Know-It-All, you know, before the kids came. But they're definitely teaching me that I can wake up expecting to learn, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. in everyday life. So just keeping an open mind when it comes to parenting, because anything goes. Anything goes when it right. comes to parenting, even being forced into a pandemic and being a teacher. For your mm-hmm. kids, the real teacher.
Oh, no.
Not just their first teacher, but their second teacher and their third teacher. You
for
know?
Sure. For sure.
Yeah. And I feel like that goes into what we talked about earlier about moms just being good at adapting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I had somebody tell me, like, it gets easier. But in my mind, I'm like, does it get easier or do we mm-hmm. just get better at adapting?
We get better.
We get better.
Yeah.
So I do have another question for you.
Okay.
Because you did mention to me prior to the invite that you was breastfeeding with one boob because of your condition. So what is some advice that you would have for breastfeeding moms who's working with maybe two boobs but is still facing the struggles that come with breastfeeding?
What I would have to say again is to keep an open mind. Keep mm-hmm. an open mind when it comes to breastfeeding and get the support because it's out there. It wasn't out there for me 13 years ago, mm-hmm. but the resources are there. And the fact that we're in a pandemic only makes the resources more accessible. I would say to join the support groups. I would urge people, new moms, breastfeeding and deciding to breastfeed, to utilize the support groups that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like I don't want to say I gave up, but I feel like right now I wasn't aware of my resources, therefore I couldn't use them all. But I do feel like if I was aware of them, I would have utilized them to the best of my ability.
Okay.
So how do we bring awareness to the support groups?
Right.
Social media.
Right.
That's a good way to use it.
Social media. And I feel like word of mouth is really
yeah. more talking about it. Yeah, mm-hmm. more talking about it. It's kind of like that mm-hmm. thing where it's like diarrhea of the mouth.
Right.
You know, to really get it out there because mm-hmm. For even the people who do have the resources, I'm hearing a lot about moms just not, you know, sometimes there's situations where people will want the help. Mm-hmm. But because it's so dark, won't ask for the help.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been there, you know, where I thought I knew what I was doing because I mm-hmm. breastfed before, you know. And here I am with my second child, and I run into a new complication. Mm-hmm. And it was dark. I had the resources. But did I seek out the way, you know, I could have? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? In the very beginning, because the thing with breastfeeding is the very beginning is the most crucial time.
Right.
For you to really have a game plan, you know, mm-hmm. for the year long journey or however long you would like for your journey to be.
Right. Because mm-hmm. even with you, with Santi, like, I feel like people would be more willing to ask questions or open up if certain issues just within motherhood in general were talked about.
Yes, for sure.
Like, everybody struggles. Everybody yes. struggles some way, shape, or form.
That goes hand in hand with remembering that there's more than one way to mom. Honestly. Mm-hmm.
Because open mind.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
There's for other sure. ways.
Okay.
And just
so
taking
have...
the little pieces. You know, you might not need everything, but just the little pieces.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I have one last question before we end this off. Okay. So we asked about advice to give to new moms and moms alike, but what about advice for people in general that are going through the condition you're going through?
Yes.
Again, I have to say, seek out the support, because it's always good to see that you're not alone, mm-hmm. and that there's others out there, and that you're more likely to find what you're looking for from your fellow peers than you are the experts.
Yes.
Honestly. And that's what I've learned.
Especially mm-hmm. if you're going through it. Because
yes, we're right
the doctors,
here right now.
It's almost like they're there to assist you. You know what I'm saying? They're not there every day with you. So you find somebody who's going through the same thing that you're going through every day, I'm sure they have way more advice.
Yeah. And trial than, and error. Because it's all about
exactly.
trial and error.
Mm-hmm. Than the professional so. That's there to honestly just assist you and further medicate you, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's good
yeah.
advice. We
because we're out there.
That.
The support mm-hmm. groups are definitely out there, you know, for each individual. I'm learning, you know.
Yes.
More and more. You know, it's so easy to start up a page and, you know, gather up support groups nowadays. So just seek it out.
Are
you'll be amazed.
Are the support groups via Instagram or Facebook or something?
I do a lot of Facebook. I'm still learning Instagram. Kids slow me down in that era. Listen, kids bring many benefits, but with the technology world, I got a little behind.
I feel
but
that.
A lot of support groups on Facebook that I utilize for breastfeeding as well as my condition.
That's great. Well, we want to thank you so much, Brittany, for coming and being our first guest speaker.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my privilege.
Of course. Yes. And we will see you guys next Monday at 5. Hello, it's Avery. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. This is our first episode that is part of our Parenting with Condition series, where we will talk about various different health complications while going through motherhood. These complications will include both physical and mental health. In next week's episode, we will be focusing on the importance of Fed is Best and our experiences of breastfeeding, supplementing, and formula feeding. Tune in next Monday at 5.